This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Being steadfast, being loyal, being honorable, it's what built this free civilization that's now rotting. And I tell you, when stuff hits rock bottom, being honorable, having a good name, is going to be the most valuable thing in the world. As Ron Paul said, we're going into a collapse. The great threat is that they'll use the great collapse to bring in total tyranny. We must mobilize, maximize to come out of the collapse a freer people. I get chills when I talk about it. We have reached a legendary, epic, over-the-top important moment. I want to finish up with some of the highlights of the most powerful Ron Paul interview I've ever done that we're going to be posting in full in the next few hours to Infowars.com. But here's Ron Paul on the Day of Reckoning. And then we will...
And that's why they overbuild and overinvest and governments overspend. And then you have the Keynesians still in charge that says that the solution for this is just to spend more money and print more money, and that's coming to an end. The Day of Reckoning is at hand. So the governments will lie to us. They'll get away with it for a long time. There will be an illusion and a false trust, and we will benefit tremendously because we have a military might and because we have this privilege of issuing the reserve currency of the world. But, you know, the obligations that we have, the unfunded obligations over $2 trillion, you know, $200 trillion, that is not going to be paid. And the only argument that goes on with these countries, like in Greece and others, is who's going to get stuck? And the bankers are worried they're going to get stuck, and that's what they argue about. But the debt will not be paid, and we cannot pay our debt. It's just a matter of time. But people say, well, tell me when. Well, nobody knows the exact moment or the exact event. But you can tell when the foundation has eroded. And the foundation, not only of our economic system, but the world financial system, like no other time in history, has been eroded. And there's going to be serious problems because there will have to be a correction of this. And you can't correct it with more spending and more debt, which is what they're trying to do. Well, yes, the bottom is falling out, and this is the big problem, because it's unsustainable, and eventually that the people will have to, you know, recognize this, and something else has to change. The system is not viable, but there's always this willingness to try to prop it up, like we did in 08 and 09, we propped it up. But the debt is illiquid. It's not worth anything. The sooner you liquidate the debt, the is better. You cannot preserve the debt. My argument is, and you alluded to this, is the fact that, you know, this is big problems for everybody, and people are going to lose a lot of wealth, and even some wealthy people are going to lose out. But everybody has to adjust to the fact that there will be a change, and there will be a liquidation, and there will be living beneath our means. We've lived way beyond our means. But it's what we do about it. If we keep doing the wrong things, it'll last too long. This is already this recession, which is really a depression, is lasting too long. So if we do this, what we have to preserve is our liberty. Because if we do, if we eliminate all our wealth and had our liberties where you just eliminate all those things you just listed here and what our government's going to do, we would be back on our feet rather shortly. But that's where the real crisis is. Now, if we don't build our strength on those individuals who know and understand what liberty is all about, we're going to lose our wealth. We're going to further lose our liberty. And all this is going to be available is some guy walking in with a white horse and say, I'm in charge now. If you listen to what I'm going to do, I will deliver you from all the tragedy that exists.
That's former Congressman Ron Paul warning us of a dictatorship. That's what the man on the white horse says. Just incredibly important information, and we're getting so much closer to it. Spain's already there. Greece is already there. Ireland's already there. Latin America is already there. Mexico's permanently there. You fall hard. I want to say the radio crew did a superlative job today. We'll be in the old radio studio tomorrow. We do that. We have a skeleton crew. Some of the folks are going to be off tomorrow. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all for your support and your prayers. This is history happening. Make sure you're on the right side.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
I come to you live.
It's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the second day of July, 2015. We'll be live tomorrow on the Friday edition, and we'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. 1776 marked, in a big way, the demarcation line between the age of kings, the age of oligarchies, the age of conquest, and the beginning of the age of enlightenment. That's at least how it was built. And to a great extent, that enlightenment was attained. Freedoms were expanded. Human creativity was turned loose. The dynamic human spirit was unchained to an extent never before seen. But only a fraction of the dream was realized. But that fraction of freedom created so much wealth, so much technology, that we are now drowned. We are now drowned to a certain extent in that prosperity and have become decadent disconnected demonic slobs. I'm going to break down right now, actually, what 1776 and what our republic and what the American flag stands for. We're going to put old Glory of the Stars and Stripes up behind me if you're a TV viewer. Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds if you want to watch on your phone or home computer or whatever. It's important to add that because I'm always talking about put this on screen, put that on screen, and we still get emails every day saying, why are this a radio show and I'm listening to you in, say, Kansas City or Chicago or wherever, and you're talking about look at this, look at that. We should probably announce every segment we are radio/TV in every sense of the word. I was probably the first major talk show host to start a webcam about 18 years ago, and others followed suit. But for at least a decade, we've been a full TV production, and we've expanded on the quality of that over the years. And here we are today. And they say necessity is the mother of invention. It is. I got tired of saying I went to the Grand Canyon and showed the UN signs, and then I would read the UN treaty saying it meant that the UN owned that land and all the land around it for up to 100 miles in all directions, and that the park rangers threatened to arrest me for videotaping the UN sign, and radio listeners would have trouble believing it back then. And so I said, that's it. I've got to start making films. And that grew into what we have here today. Because back then, folks were in denial. They thought Ron Paul was lying, that the Federal Reserve was private. They thought that there was no plan for a world government. They thought that NAFTA and GATT really was just a trade deal. At least some Americans believed it. Now everybody pretty much knows we're going under global corporate government. And that's a good thing. The bad thing is the general public has been so dumbed down and so distracted and have had their values set on things that don't matter that they don't even understand why that's a bad thing. Coming up, heartbreaking scene unfolds as Greek banks and pensioners clamor for cash, their money. That ties into the leader of Greece, who got into power claiming he'd fight austerity and the EU takeover, saying that, well, now he's not going to listen to the referendum, even if the people vote to not go along with the continued accelerated taxes and regulations that are designed to bankrupt them, that even if they vote against it, the government's now going to not go with the vote and is going to follow the EU edict. And already it was in the news yesterday and today that in Greece, multinational banks that own the EU, Federal Reserve, that have taken over the country through fraud, are withholding PayPal and other credit card payments through the fulfillment merchant accounts to major Greek resorts and hotels, killing tourism, which is an act of economic piracy outside of law, an act of terrorism. Similar things were done at first against Iceland 5 years ago when they refused to pay the debts that it turned out 90%+ of which were not their debts. And so the Greek military says they're prepared to put down the public. They're going to ignore their vote, and they are going to put in a VAT tax over all the other taxes designed to fully bankrupt what they have left and consolidate the nation. But the globalists aren't waiting. They are going ahead with grabbing your money that you've paid for your Greek vacation and stealing it. This is the cashless society. This is why they want us doing everything online. This is where the world's going when they have full control. In fact, I will get into why America had been different, why it was so special at the bottom of the hour, and play the latest video that's on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com that went up last night. In fact, I'm going to have it reposted to the top of Infowars.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from on July 4th, 1776. In fact, the people they talked to in California thought that it was secession from the South when the Civil War was the opposite of that from the perspective of the North. I mean, they're doubly ignorant, doubly wrong, violently ignorant, violently stupid. And by violently, this type of ignorance is what emboldens our enemies. This is the ocean in which these megalodons of oppression swim. We have a plague of corruption that is upon us. We're like a body that has no immune system. And we're not living in a bubble. We're living in a world full of political diseases. And all over the U.S., there are flag burnings of the stars and stripes going on as calls to ban the American flag spread. With the leftists all over the country burning American flags. They're coming out of the woodwork. They don't know who they are. They don't know what planet they're from. They can hardly talk, but they can say, racist, racist, racist. I told you 2 weeks ago, burn the rebel battle flag, burn the American flag next. And make no mistake, the globalists hate the rebel flag because it symbolizes rebellion against central power. It was never about slavery. And any racist can adopt any symbol they want. If somebody wears a cross around their neck and goes and kills people, do we ban it? If somebody wears a star around their neck, do we ban the image of a star? It's total totalitarianism, TT. When someone else does something and then you get blamed for it as a collective group. But speaking of the cashless society that's almost in place, and then the globalists can control everything you do, track everything you do, raise taxes, nowhere to escape, in their own words, they admit they're setting us up. They will feed everything into the collapsing global derivatives by design. On the other side, a global cashless society. We're now being fed through the meat grinder, through the wood chipper. We're now entering the New World Order. Feet first into a wood chipper. If you like feeling your feet chopped off, wait till it gets up to your chest. Wait till it gets up to your neck. Wait till your family's fed through it. And then all around you, if you talk about freedom and transparency and the Constitution and restoring checks and balances, you'll be screamed at that you're a racist by dim-witted, dull-eyed dullards who, for all intents and purposes, aren't even human or conscious. They have had their humanity sucked out of them. They are wickedly stupid and wear it like a magisterial crown, scepter, signet on a gold throne. The ignorant giggle and snicker and laugh every time they don't know it, Mark Dice. They revel in it. They revel in their time, living off all the hard work of the past, living off the honor of great men and women, spitting on it decadently, squatting on it as the seized, captured government beats the war drums with all the memos and files and movies and TV shows and propaganda newscasts, demonizing the founders, demonizing property, demonizing self-defense, demonizing strong men, demonizing families, demonizing classical women, demonizing health choice, demonizing sovereignty, demonizing borders, demonizing wealth, except in their hands. As the great storm of ignorance, the great hordes, the howl of the mob, and borne on its back is royalty and Rothschilds and Rockefellers and George Soros and Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and all these Welcome, tax exempt, above the law, with diplomatic immunity on red carpets, lavish jets and palaces, laughing at us as society hurtles towards total collapse and national ID cards internally to travel. We have that mainstream news coming up. For all you slobs that laughed all these years, get ready for Great Depression FEMA camp.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Now the University of Wisconsin's come out and said that complimenting anyone of color is racism. See, everything is racism when the high priest directs it so that everyone is guilty and can be politically disappeared, demonized at any time. Brown paper bags are racist. Criticizing Obamacare is racist. Not turning your guns in is racist. Being nice to people is racist. This is what we understand now. This is our culture, is being mentally ill and obsessing over things that don't exist while the globalists consolidate total control over society. The video report detailing the new racism, being nice to people of color. See, there's no way to prove you're not evil. You are inherently bad because of your color. You are white. The opposite of what Martin Luther King said. But it doesn't matter because we now have an ignorant public that doesn't know any better. And we have this newscast piece dealing with the announcement of the TSA. Kind of like Obama announces more power plants to be shut down outside of law, or Obama announces he's going to stop deportations of felons, even. Obama just announces what he's going to do with ISIS. Well, now the agencies are the same. TSA to demand real ID licenses, that means federally approved state IDs. And you'll not be allowed to travel, and they will say it's not for federal official use. Now, I've witnessed this many, many times, and it even came out in the news last year confirming it, that illegals can fly without any ID if they're from Mexico. It's selectively enforced, and the illegals line up. I'll hear them talking. They'll have no ID. Nothing. They'll show them a letter from the Mexican consulate, something like that. Boom, right through. Citizens, I don't care what color you are, you're trained to be a slave. It's about breaking your will, training you to be a prisoner in this new economy. And I'm not just saying that rhetorically. That's really what's happening. So let's go to this piece, because Ron Paul's warned of this. And by the way, he's coming up today in the second hour. So is Jesse Ventura and more. And so remember this 4th of July, land of the free, home of the brave. Are you kidding? By every benchmark, by every yardstick, by every historical comparison, the apparatus of total oppression is in place. And the finishing touches are being fast-tracked in. And you notice every major agency, every major corporate group, not just here but all the world, they're announcing forced inoculations from Australia to the United States to England to the UK. They are just announcing open borders. They are just announcing increased taxes. They are announcing that banks will grab money out of your account whenever they want and keep it themselves. Why not? They already got away with everything. Why not if you had a Greek vacation booked for months? One of the best places to go in the world. Ultra beautiful. Cool people. Great food. Amazing culture. Super successful 20 years ago. But under globalism, under the euro, being sucked dry. Ireland was the big success story. Now suddenly they're not. They just entered the EU. Within 3 years, they're getting screwed. It's an admitted plan. But illiteracy about globalism is what's causing this. So here it is, to TSA. This is a global ID card, not just a national ID card. You either have a national ID card or you don't travel. Here it is.
Which is important to know before you get here, as it can be a bit of a hassle.
I've been here twice, and I got to be sent home one more time because my passport's expired and I don't have the stamp on my marriage license. So I got to go through, I said, my still box and find that.
But Darlene says the wait has actually been short, and this will all simplify things for her later on. She's right about that, and that's the case for anyone who uses their license instead of, say, a passport for ID.
It's a choice. You don't have to get a real ID card, but if you want to get on an airplane after 2016 or sometime in there, you're going to have a real ID card.
Or a passport. So what is a real ID card? Well, it looks a lot like your driver's license. But that star and the gold circle around it showed that the DMV has checked out.
All right, let's stop right there.
These cards have...
At this current point, Texas did comply but doesn't comply because the feds can always add more and then refuse the state. Like you heard, if they didn't make the speed limit to 55, they would hold highway funds. Same deal. This is how they federalize you, an internal passport. Another absolute hallmark jewel in the crown that you are in a hardcore fascist or totalitarian state. I mean, they're going down the list. Every one of them's checked. The black uniforms, the cameras, the NSA, the FEMA camps, the Army admitting they're training to round up Tea Partiers, and that'll start a civil war. All run by Soros as they sit back offshore and laugh, roasting hot dogs as this country burns.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back. We chased those red coats back to Boston Town. And the shot heard around the world. The start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun. Report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
That they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hit out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. I'm not trying to be negative as we approach this July 4th. What, this country's been around 239, 240 years. How many is it now? Founded July 4th, 1776. And we did this a few years ago and went out, and about half the Austinites we talked to didn't know what the 4th of July was about. Mark Dice has gone out, and he's done these reports as well. And I think it's 7 out of 10 have no idea. Two people do. One of them's from Italy, and one of them thinks that it was the war between the states, or the war of northern aggression, as it's seen in the South. And you could only get responses like this in a trendy area, a university, a liberal area. And folks know I'm nonpartisan. The Republican leadership is just as bad as the Democrats. But the constituents of the Democratic Party are some of the most culturally, historically ignorant people of the planet. They're scary. And they're very self-satisfied in their ignorance. And they're very totalitarian. He goes out in California, out to Venice Beach and other areas, and these are not edited. And by that, he's not cherry-picking the stupid people, talking to 50 folks and finding 10 and showing it. He's showing you everyone he talked to. We've been out there with him. We've done it, too. It's frightening. You go to a blue-collar working area, and almost everyone knows who we declared independence from. You go to a wealthy area, everybody knows. You go to an area where folks actually have jobs, they know. You can go to an area and talk to people that are immigrants, I've noticed, and they know. Because that's interesting that we had a war with the British Empire and won. But if you talk to trendies, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care, they are so stupid you can hardly believe it. And they're proud of it. They're proud of not caring about their neighbors or themselves. They're proud of not knowing how to find their butt with both hands. They like it. And the reason I say they're not people, and I've not dehumanized them, they've dehumanized themselves. The reason they're not people is that from birth they've been in front of a television, and they're not creative. They have no innate spark. They don't even have their instincts for survival and building a better world and being creators. Their free will has been erased to where they just absorb whatever they're told and then regurgitate it. If you asked them about the rebel flag, they could tell you it was racist and evil and needed to be banned. If you asked them about Kim Kardashian or her stepdad, they'd know all about it. If you asked them about the different flavors of energy drinks, they could tell you. If you ask them about the NFL, they could tell you. If you ask the women about different sexual positions they'd know, but they don't have any idea even where they are. Most Americans now, in big college polls they have every year, the majority don't know the three branches of government, don't know their state capital. They are helpless, except for one thing. They're basically reanimated dead. They have no mind. They basically, their soul is a shadow of its former self. They're just filling space until they physically die. But they can be animated like a zombie army by the mainstream media to do anything they're told, as long as they feel like they're being powerful and are on a winning team. Because they don't care about really not being racist. They don't really care about charity. They've had major studies that show this, that liberals are six times, self-identifying modern liberals, are six times more likely to steal, as London Guardian, and just as many times likely, six times, not to give in charity. Conservatives and libertarians and classical liberals, which you would call a right-wing extremist, are the majority of givers, but don't want to be told where to give, and don't go around advertising it. So what you've got is neo-fascist posers who are sickeningly stupid, and they are victims. They were raised by weaker individuals who probably still had some soul. And then now they've been so marinated in this false culture, in this synthetic culture, that they're gone. And let me tell you something, they're not coming back. And they think we're a democracy where 51% can vote to enslave the other 49. No, we're a constitutional republic. The truest sense. In our charter. Doesn't mean we ever lived up to it. But what we did do was better than everybody else. It's why everybody came here. Proof is in the pudding. It's why we had the most inventions and the most innovation and the most exploration and trailblazing. We were exceptionally amazing, exceptionally strong, exceptionally smart, exceptionally brave, exceptionally murderous. Oh, we've got a dark side too. Every major military historian for 240 years, from the French to the Japanese to the Russians to the British, that recorded the behavior of Americans was, once you got in a fight with the Americans, they would never, ever, ever, ever give up. And they would work around the clock to kill you and then basically give you no mercy once they'd gotten the upper hand. And that's why this country was feared and didn't need to run around building empires. People wanted to trade with us. They wanted to be involved with us because we were truly noble compared to other nations. We were still freebooting and barbarous and wicked as the day is long. But if mountains reach into the sky and towards the heavens, we were the greatest mountain in a range of corruption. And now the forced inoculations and your children belong to the state and national ID cards and internal ID cards to travel and banks taking money out of your account outside of law. A criminal global combine, globally above the law, ready to have its way with you and your family as an act of total domination. The lowest of the low, the opposite of the Renaissance, the opposite of free will, the opposite of a free republic. In a republic, if 51% vote to make the other 49 slaves, or to give you a national religion, or to force you into conscription, it can't hold up because it violates the Bill of Rights, which only points out unalienable, unblockable, unchangeable rights that are there in an innate, sentient, free creature. And so we see American flags from New York to Austin, Texas, in the last day, to California, being burned by the George Soros-funded Black Lives Matter crowd. That's basically just a communist recruiting house, using the excesses of federalized paramilitary police to build the counter-revolution that's meant to spark off the larger revolution that brings in the collapse of the country. And that's only one possible corridor they're going down. It doesn't mean they'll implement that fully, but it's certainly being looked at and engaged and levered up to the highest level ever. And so, yes, the American flag has flown over neocolonialism. Yes, the American flag has flown over massacres, from Wounded Knee to things that happened in Vietnam to Iraq. But don't put the American flag up there as the living creature that committed these crimes. The crimes were committed by the globalists that have seized control of this nation and that are using our country, our treasure, our power, our blood to build their planetary government while we take the blame, and their own agents then blame the Republic for everything they've done. Don't worry. Super PACs just this year alone from George Soros have given $24 million to Hillary. And Hillary's campaign head was at Bilderberg. No one else's campaign head was, showing you who the aide-de-camp is. They've got Trump running as the ringer, in my view, against Jeb, who's the second ringer for Hillary. And I predict they're going to put Trump and Jeb as the front runners by giving them the attention, making a fight between them worthy of WWF that Trump's gone out and been part of WWF before. Remember seeing it on clip on the news. And then he will bow out to Jeb at the last minute, and then Jeb will fall to Hillary. Only in America could you have such synthetic, made-up, fake political garbage. But America stands for free market and the right to due process and the right to self-defense and the right to private property and the right to be left alone. That's what the flag symbolizes and why it was loved. A bunch of out-of-control globalists that have overrun our country, it does not symbolize. But I'll tell you this, if we let them fully take over the country and blame the flag worldwide for what they've done, we deserve it. To be the slaves we will become fully. And the flag will be captured and will be another trinket, another war prize, another trophy of the globalist conquest of this planet. But their attempt to use this country as their juggernaut could be their downfall. The battle for planetary freedom is being fought in the United States more than anywhere. We are exceptional yet again, even in the midst of our drugged-out, mind-controlled state. Let's go to Mark Dice's latest report. See the full video at Infowars.com and the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. If you guys can do a shot in here, you can go to Americans Have No Idea Why Celebrating 4th of July. This is the frightening, horrific truth. Let's go to that video.
What country famously broke away from England to start their own country in the late 1700s?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that... it's our independence. That's why we have the flag.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victory of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
I don't know.
Just name one person.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know.
Sorry.
Not.
What year was that Declaration
of Independence? Was it 1964? 84?
1984.
They revel in it.
I don't know.
They're proud of it.
1864?
It's their identity.
I don't know.
This
and
country, no wonder this
take
country
your guns, troubles, your children, everything.
What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
From?
Oh, from?
We declared independence from a certain country, which is why we celebrate 4th of July.
What country was that? You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes, yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right. Okay.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay. Thank you.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
Well, what country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s?
No.
You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration revoked.
Because
you're
I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from
okay.
celebrating
well,
4th of July.
I'm terrible.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically?
Our... I don't know.
All right, that's
so
enough.
Bad at this.
That's enough. The full video is up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. And this is not cherry-picked. Anyone pretty much young or in a liberal, trendy area, I don't care if it's Wisconsin or New York or Texas or California, this is the enemy. And notice they always laugh. They love it. They have no creativity, no curiosity. Hey, what's Independence Day? I mean, I knew what Independence Day was when I was 3 years old. 3 years old, I knew more than these people.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are Starback Live. Former Congressman Ron Paul's coming up. Former Governor Jesse Ventura and other surprise guests today. Ron Paul's talking about the collapse he's been predicting being very, very close. Quote, day of reckoning. Boy, do we have a lot of news on that front. What day is Mexican Independence Day from Spain? Is it September something? What is it?
September 16th, I believe.
I mean, but I know when people say, what's Mexican Independence Day, I know it's from Spain, another colonial power. And, of course, then Santa Anna basically took over and was a tyrant and screwed everything up, so Mexico lost Guatemala and Texas. But what's frustrating is I don't get any pleasure out of how ignorant my fellow Americans are. I mean, I know about French Independence Day and the Bastille. I know what Bastille Day is. I know about the different independence movements in England. I know about Magna Carta. I know about the Parliament Act. Because this is important stuff. It's interesting, too. But I talk to historians and people, and I'll know more than they do in general, because they'll be specialists on the Byzantines or on the Japanese or on Mesoamerica. It's just so scary that general knowledge is not there. I thought growing up that my parents were just normal folks, just constantly telling me what this was and what that was and reading me books and showing me news articles and taking me to the Smithsonian. But that, I'm on one end of this, and then you've got these people over here that really believe, because I've heard that before, that Independence Day is over the South, like the South is the enemy. Most of the generals against the British came from the South. George Washington, you name it. General Lee. What Lee's grandfather, wasn't his dad, I think his dad, Light Horse Lee, the South and the North got along really well up until the Civil War. It wasn't about slavery. But you've got an ignorant public that can be told lies about it, and they believe it. And I told you 2 weeks ago, if they could take down the battle flag, the Confederate battle flag, it's not even the Confederate flag. They just call it that. It's how ignorant the public is. That's a whole other flag. If they can do that, they can pull down everything. And now it's dig up the old generals, take down the American flag. What are we going to replace it with? Meanwhile, Obama, in the TPP, it's come out, will not try to stop countries involved in modern slavery. A whole bunch of Arab countries actually import real slaves today. There are African countries that still have slaves. But no one ever criticizes Muslims for having slaves because that's cute. That's trendy. That's fun. And I'm not even a Muslim basher. Muslims that want their women to be free, like the Kurds, are under attack. Or the Syrians are under attack. Our government's bankrolling the worst radical Muslims there are because it's not our government. It's a group that's decided to be as evil as you can be. But watching that Mark Dice video just makes me want to slap those people upside the head and grab them and say, do you know how much trouble we're in, idiot? And that all your free lunch and all your welfare and all your crud is about to come to an end, jackass? You were only given all these freebies to turn you into jellyfish for the takeover, scum. What is it about that you don't get through your stinking head? And stop coming after my guns and my kids and all of it. You fools. You're idiots. The government at the top is not your friend. Now, at the low level, it could be our friend and used to get legitimate government back. That's why they want to start a war with the low-level government to kick off a civil war. How much other stuff have I talked about come true? Long before the Civil War crap started, I told you it was coming. Because they've been billing Obama as the second coming of Lincoln since before he even ran. Briefly, we're going to sell out of the new Brain Force that is the most powerful brain formula ever with the best ingredients. A bunch of them are prescription in Europe that absolutely naturally boosts the brain. InfoWarsLife.com. It will sell out by Monday, and it'll be months until we get it, unfortunately. It was too successful. And we will be sold out by next week on that limited supply of X2 Nation iodine that came in. Your purchase supports the show. InfoWarsLife.com. Go now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.